This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by pro scout and performance coach Steve Springer of the Toronto Blue Jays. QualityAtBats.com is how you can find out more information about Steve. Let's break it down. QualityAtBats.com is the best thing for a batter in what?
Well, that's why the Blue Jays hired me. I made a CD talking about the mental side of hitting. It's out there pretty good right now. I got big league all-stars that listen to it. And Tony LaCava hired me to work with all our kids on the mental side of hitting. And so what I do in spring training or an instructional league is I'll make every hitter's own personal audio CD with them. You know, me and, let's say, Pompey talking about Pompey and what I think he needs to do to play in the big leagues. And so every kid in our system has what I think they need to do to play in the big leagues.
With Dalton, the story of how he got his nickname goes back to you, and it goes back to his very first spring training. You tell it. What did you see from him when you first met him?
Well, we signed him as a little 17-year-old kid, and he just reminded me of a little baby pony colt. So I nicknamed him Pony, and it stuck, and I told him, I said, I'll let you know when we'll change it to Thoroughbred.
How has this been for you, getting to see these youngsters and getting to see them grow and slowly but surely become better, smarter hitters?
Well, it's fun, and the more that, you know, the more that they're around the Blue Jays system, the more comfortable they should feel with what I teach, you know, because every player here in our system has two players in them. They got a confident player and they got a non-confident player, right? And the confident pony's a really good player, right? The non-confident pony sucks. So how do I get confident pony to show up every day is what I'm trying to teach these kids. And this is why, in my opinion, you know, my main vein in my speaking is how evil the batting average is. I call it the biggest trap in baseball. You know, when you can do everything right and go 0 for 4, right there, that statement right there, you have to buy into, why is that my goal? I hit four rockets right on the screws. I beat the pitcher, even though it was right at somebody, right? The pitcher knows I beat him. The pitcher's mom knows I beat him. And I lost confidence because then my little batting average went down. So my whole thing with these kids is changing what you think success is so we could get the confident guy to show up.
When you first meet them, you try to impress that into them. When a guy knows you, when he's seen you for years now, and he gets to see you suddenly show up in a place like Dayton, Ohio, what's the very first thing you hear from some of these players?
Well, I think as much as I want to say that it helps them every single day, sometimes it's easier said than done. Because we all want to get hits, right? And so sometimes I'll come in and, you know, you look at the stats and you'll see that they're scuffling. And just by their stats alone, I can know if the confident guy's showing up again. Right, these guys need to get that confident player to show up 6 to 7 days a week, not twice a week. And it's really easy to bring confidence twice a week when things are going well. How do we do it when things aren't going well is what they need to figure out.
And that's something that, it seems to me, that confidence is going to waver over the course of a long season.
Well, if you base your stats on your batting average and getting hits, it's going to waver big time. You know, this is why when you change what you think success is, hit ball hard, you win. Help my team win that day. Right, I want these kids to play every single game like it's a playoff game. Because then it's not about you anymore. It's about you helping the team. And now the confident guy's going to have a better chance to show up.
We talk about the players having light bulb moments on their way, working their way through the minor leagues, getting better. When did you have your own light bulb moment saying, the batting average doesn't matter as much as I thought it mattered?
Well, it was probably about my sixth year at AAA, when I was about 28 years old. And I just was so sick and tired of beating myself up, you know. And once I said, I don't care what I hit, it was like the light bulb moment, like you just said. All of a sudden, I still hit between 260 and 290. My production doubled because I was a better competitor every night. I went from 5 to 8 home runs a year. Now I got 16, 17 home runs. 40, 50 RBIs. Now I got 70, 80. And I didn't get better physically. I got better mentally. And that's what we need to teach these kids. You know, I talk to so many dads because of this, you know, quality at bat business. And dads and parents, they love their kids so much, but they don't know how to translate what I teach, or they never heard about what I teach, so that their kid could have success. And, you know, when you have a 10-year-old kid, you need to trust me that he's playing the biggest self-esteem destroying sport in the world. Because what happens is he makes an error, he's embarrassed. The other team's cheering. He doesn't like that. The coach is usually yelling at him. Right, and then he's got to ride home with the parent and get another earful. Yeah. So the kid makes one error and he gets just lambasted four times instead of building kids up. This game is going to beat kids up enough. I don't need my parent doing it, my coach doing it, my teammate doing it. It's going to do it by itself. So we need to change what we think success is We lose more kids at 13 in this sport because they don't like that feeling of always failing. Baseball has a way to put you in a three-hour timeout. Like, you're always failing, you know. So when you change what you think success is, if you get your guys to do four things every day, walk up to the plate with confidence, with an attainable goal to hit the ball hard, attack the inside part of the baseball, and I show that in my video. And the most important thing is help your team win that day. But what we really do is we walk up there with less than 100% confidence because the batting average is bringing me down. My goal is to get a hit. It's unattainable. I end up hooking balls and hitting hard ground balls to short if I'm right-handed, second if I'm left. And it's all about me. So when you buy into changing what you think success is, there's freedom for the confident guy to show up. And that's basically what I'm teaching.
Speaking with Steve Springer, Toronto Blue Jays pro scout and performance coach, back to that fourth aspect about the individual versus team. Baseball, in many ways, is an individual sport. It's one batter standing up there, one pitcher on the mound. How do you connect that with winning with your team?
Well, it just brings freedom for the confident guy to show up. When you make it about you, there's pressure. When you make it about the team, now I got 24 guys on my side. When it's about you, it's you. It's only you. I want my teammates helping me. I want to be that confident guy every day. And when you just focus on the team, I had David Freese order my CD, MVP of the World Series, a month ago, right? And I get an order from him. I call him up, and I say, hey, if this is David Freese with the Cardinals, give me a call. Let me give you the live version. And he shoots me a text, and he says, yeah, it's me, Spring, and I'm swimming in my own head right now, right? So I call him up. We talk. I tell him, I said, buddy, you got two players, and you're confident David Freese is MVP of the World Series. Non-confident David Freese sucks, right? He starts laughing. I said, if you're not walking up to the plate with confidence five times tonight, because this isn't a two-week let's work on it. It's a mindset, right? And you're cheating your teammates, right? And then I went on for about another minute, and he's like, Spring, hold on. You just knocked me on my butt. I said, what do you mean? He says, you told me I'm cheating my teammates, and I don't like that feeling. And you're right, right? What's he do? He goes on a 20-game hitting streak. When his 20-game hitting streak ended, I said, it's a good thing you have a 30-game best competitor on the streak, on the field streak still going. And he shoots me a text back, I love you. Because it makes sense to him, right? When he got it off of him and his little batting average, he was 8 for 40, right? So I told him, okay, so if I give you one hit every 3 days, now you're happy? Come on, right? And the mind is so powerful. And even big leaguers, we give ourselves too much credit to remember what we're taught. Too many players let their mind get in the way of their ability, and this is why I made the CD. This is why kids listen to it, you know, every day.
Guys are susceptible, and just it doesn't matter whether it's a 13-year-old or David Freese. It is that linchpin for all these guys. It sounds like every season, too, you never know if that confidence will drop and you become the non-confident version of yourself.
I'll talk to David Freese the same way I talk to a 12-year-old, believe it or not, because baseball is baseball,
yeah.
Right? We all got our problems. We all are worried about what we're hitting. What's your average? What are people thinking? And it has a very easy way to bring that non-confident guy into play. And he's not a good player.
When you scout, when you know what a player's strengths and weaknesses, how does that connect to your theories and what you've shown about hitting and confidence?
Well, I scout the Dodgers system for the Blue Jays. So if we make a trade with them, they go off my reports, right? And in the last 2 years, I've written down, this guy's got a bad swing, maybe twice.
Yeah.
They all got good swings, so they wouldn't be here. So it's got to be about the mind. It's got to be about the approach and the compete. And that's what I teach. I feel I'm a belief coach. I'm going to make you believe you're good, but that confident guy better show up, or you're not going
to
be good.
Have you talked to players acquired, and you said, no, I know that you've got this player within you. I believe in you. Now find that confident player.
They all have them in them. We had a meeting today, and every kid here has dreamt about playing in the big leagues, right? Well, trust me, the non-confident guy isn't getting out of this league, let alone playing the big leagues, so why do I bring him to the yard? So this is why the mind is so powerful. You know, everybody says baseball is 90% mental, yet we work on it less than 10% of the time. I'm trying to get these guys a mental game. I'm trying to get them, you know, these kids are so young. There's very few Mike Trouts floating around the world. Mike Trout's a freak, all right? It's okay to be a 25, 26-year-old big leaguer, and these kids are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old for the most part,
yeah.
Right? So you got time to learn how to play the game the right way.
What do you see from this Lugnuts team and coming in? You come and see them for, let's say, 3 days on a monthly basis or thereabouts. What do you see?
Well, I see the inconsistencies of bringing the confident guy. Right. Last night, we brought him. I gave a speech. Hey, man, this is about today. This is about tonight. This isn't about getting hits. This doesn't mean you're going 4 for 4. It means you're going to show up. and compete.
One thing that you talked about previously, and one thing that you and I have talked about before, that fifth at bat. What does that fifth at bat mean?
Well, the fifth at bat, this is Mark Trumbo's quote in my website. It's bombs, doubles, and ribbies want the fifth. Why do we want the fifth at bat? A couple of reasons. One, you're going to get 100 of them every year, whether you want them or not. It's the way the game's structured. Two, that's when heroes are made. Heroes are made in the last at bat, and 90% of these players are basing their previous at bats on their confident level to even want to be up there, right? I got a text from Mark Trumbo about 4 years ago. He got my CD, and just out of the blue, and he said, "Spring, I had four crappy at-bats, couldn't get you out of my mind, want the fifth, two-run double, walk off, believe it." That's when I knew he was in. And now he calls me once a week for the last 4 years.
When did you join the Jays?
About, this is my fifth year.
How have things changed from that first year to now for you?
Well, I think we got a great system. I love what our big league club's doing right now. It's in there. John Gibbons is a stud. He was my roommate in 1986. You know, they got a great staff up there. If we could get everybody to play for the team, buddy, it's going to be scary. Good.
What was Gibbons like as a roommate?
The best. If you don't get along with John Gibbons, trust me, you're the idiot. All right? He's the best human being out there. He's one of my top three friends in the game.
And once again, qualityatbats.com.
And I have a Twitter account at Quality at Bats, and I'm blowing out tweets every day, and you just don't know how the mind, when you help, when you let your mind help you instead of hurt you, trust me, you're not going to get cheated.
The incomparable Steve Springer, Toronto Blue Jays performance coach and pro scout. Spring, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jess.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.